With borders tightly closed and society in lockdown, think about migrants. They were on the move, now they're stuck. There's a notoriously untamed stretch of jungle between Colombia and Panama. Some 2,000 people there, many of them children, have nowhere to go. The World's Jorge Valencia reports.
They say it's one of the most dangerous places for migrants across the Americas. It's about 60 miles of thick and humid rainforest, and it's controlled by drug traffickers and petty criminals. Many who dare walk through what is known as the Darien Gap either die or get killed. Yet people keep trying because it's the only land route from South America into Central America. This group is mostly from Haiti. They've been detained for months where they emerged from the rainforest in Panama.
Okay, good morning.
One man starts speaking in the video, which was uploaded to social media from the Darien Gap. He's clutching an empty water bottle as a crowd surrounds him and someone motions for him to speak.
We get up here. We have no security. We don't have no hospital. We don't have no doctors. We don't have no nursing. So please, we need immigration to come here to say something about it.
If conditions emerging from the rainforest were not precarious enough already, officials now say the coronavirus has reached this remote patch of land. And the Panamanian government says migrants have to stay put. Juan Manuel Pino is Panama's public safety minister.
Debido a la pandemia, los migrantes deben mantenerse en su área asignada.
Pino spoke recently, wearing a face mask and a televised address.
Todo el mundo está paralizado, quedaron aquí estancados y deben respetar las normas.
The entire world is paralyzed, he says. The migrants are stuck here and they have to respect health regulations. A majority in the Darien Gap right now are from Haiti. Others flew to South America from much farther away. Nepal, Bangladesh, Burkina Faso. Kyung Sung Kim is the UNICEF representative in Panama. She says about a third of the migrants are children, and most of them are under the age of 5.
We are scaling up our response in terms of procurement of mattresses and things that are basic needs. Cleaning products, construction materials, hygiene kits, jerry cans for water. It might not be as fast as we would like to, but we are doing our best.
Local officials say they believe the coronavirus was brought to the Darien Gap by government workers traveling from Panama City. Aid workers said that last week there were 20 cases of migrants showing symptoms and that those people were being held apart from the general population. Access to drinking water is an issue, says Walter Cot, regional director for the International Federation of the Red Cross.
Cleaning, hygiene, sanitation are big matters, especially because the density of the population there, they are very close and it's very easy to have an infection running very quickly among them, and we need to really pay attention to that.
Humanitarian workers in the Darien Gap aren't paying attention only to the migrants. The local population is mostly subsistence farmers who are no longer working because of the pandemic. Nadine Gonzalez is the local mayor.
También hemos atendido la población que reside en la comunidad donde están los inmigrantes.
We're working with the local community, González says, providing them with food so they don't have to leave their homes.
Trabajaban la agricultura, iban a trabajar jornaleros que trabajaban el día de trabajo y al momento de que todo el mundo.
They're day laborers, so when they stay home, they don't make any money, González says. In the video uploaded by migrants, another man from Haiti says people are sleeping on the ground and that they've run out of money to buy food. The man says they won't die from the coronavirus. He says they'll die instead from isolation, from hunger, or from thirst. And he asks, why don't they just let us through? For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.